Yo, welcome back to the X-Files, all right?
We've already missed a week, haven't we? We knew it was going to go tits up.
We did miss a week. I was ill. And then I had to catch up when I came back.
And it wasn't the Rona.
No, it wasn't the Rona. It was a cold. Because remember that? Remember when people just used to get the cold?
More or less the same thing, isn't it? Don't kill me in the comments.
Yeah,
like slightly different. Similar
family. In terms
family.
Of like symptoms and how you felt after it, yeah. So Janine had it from off of Wales last week. And then I guess I got it. If you watched like the England watch along in the final, I had it. Like I was rough. But we do COVID testing here every single day.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we see the COVID police going, aren't you two sitting a bit close? Where's your mask? I'm deep throating a fucking cotton bud every fucking day. So don't worry about it.
Literally.
Every day.
I can't get used to them, innit? Those lateral flows.
Mate. It's gross. When do we have to stop doing that, by the way? Because like, obviously this is coming out like Wednesday, Monday, the Rona's disappeared now.
Oh, it's. I think the Rona disappears tonight at midnight. I believe so. But like, it's done its stay.
12:01.
We're not quite sure when it returns, though. I'm saying September.
back. Just as all the kids go back. No doubt whatsoever. All right, anyway.
I'm all right for the most part. Had a few incidents.
You did have an incident or two, didn't you, this week?
Yeah, I think people have seen it already on social media, but I'm still a little bit devastated about it now.
Really. Text me saying I've run over a pigeon.
So what? Listen. It's my fault, but it's not my fault at the same time.
Oh, my God.
But I did text Dean and say, I ran over a pigeon. I'm devastated. Well, it generally was. I was shooken up. Because when you drive and you see pigeons in the road, you kind of have a belief system. You've got a belief in them, don't you? Like, they're going to move out of the way.
Yeah.
There's a certain relationship there. Like, I know that pigeon brains are meant to be stupid. Apparently, they're a lot cleverer than people think, actually. But move out of the way of a incoming ton of metal.
They usually don't they? Like, birds usually do get out of the way.
Usually get out of the way.
So what? So you just carried on driving?
So I carried on driving.
Bird just sat there?
So I wasn't going to swerve around it. I'm expecting it just to fly away. Like, fucking hell, you can fly. I wish I could, but...
Was it depressed?
I have not... Some people might discuss that, because it literally didn't move. It literally stayed there. I'm like, wait a second, last minute, it's too late. You're already going at speed, braking distance, all that. I've just heard boom, boom, boom underneath my car. Heart sank. Looked in the in my wing mirror. Looked in the overhead mirror as well. Just flat on the floor. I was like, shit, traumatizing. I messaged you straight away. I thought, like, you know when you've got to talk to someone about something?
You fought me. You thought, yeah. I'm the guy to talk to about running over a bird.
I told Steve, the new soul track, because I was on the way there, and my mum. And then told other people in person, because I felt like, it felt like a confession almost. I ran over a pigeon, a murderer. I feel really bad about it.
Nah,
but it's just one of them things. It's a living creature. It's not the greatest circumstance in it, and RIP.
And you used that some chicken?
Yeah, I have.
Right.
Slightly different though, isn't it?
No. How is it different?
What, did they run over chickens? You don't run over, it's a bit different.
You're here, pouring your heart out, texting people, wounded, that you killed a bird.
Yeah.
But you just ordered freshly fried bird.
It's true, isn't it? Do you know what? I will argue that, because you know what it is?
What are you going to argue?
It's different because it's beneficial to me, innit? Like, when chickens are killed to be eaten, apologies to all the vegans out there and the vegetarians.
I don't think anyone's vegetarian as much as me.
Yeah. It's for, like, it's nutrition and diet, but I think making a pigeon become one with the tarmac on a road, it's a bit different, you know what I'm saying? That's just straight murder or manslaughter.
Is accidentally killing something better than deliberately killing something? Or worse than killing something deliberately?
That's a dark question. It's a dark question. I'm guessing, I'd say both are bad, but obviously murder, you've got the
intent,
the premeditation.
If I killed a member of your family and I was like, listen, yeah, I killed him. I woke up this morning, I decided that's what I was going to do, and I killed him. You're not going to be like, well, you know, you're going to fucking be well pissed off. Yeah, you're going to see your ass in the royal way. However, if I say, Ronnie,
fuck that.
I accidentally killed one of your family members, you might one day forgive me for that. Might. Not necessarily will. But you, I don't think you're ever forgiving someone who's deliberately murdered someone in your family.
Now, it's just, it's all about the manslaughter. So we could call this pigeon slaughter. But it's the guilt feels the same, I guess. I feel like you'd be more guilty committing manslaughter than doing a premeditated actual murder.
Well, yeah, because that's what you wanted to do.
Because you intended to do it. So it's, but in, anyway, it's like RIP to the pigeon. I'm really, really devastated about it. I might not look it, but it took me a couple hours to get over.
Mate.
And hopefully it never happens again. I'm like, I just generally thought it might have thought its time was up because it just didn't move and just kind of accepted its fate. And it kind of sums them up, really. People think they're a bit robotic now, the way they move. Like, you see the ones in town that don't move when people get anywhere near them. I was on the way back.
City Centre Pigeons are gangster.
Yeah, they are gangster. I was on the way back with Eddie. And then he was saying that pigeons are like flying rats or flying vermins, what people call them. And I said, probably a little bit harsh on rats, actually. Pigeons are probably worse. Because can rats be domesticated? I believe they actually can. Yeah,
pigeons can. Mike Tyson kept pigeons.
Nah, but they can. But he literally said that he, in the town centre, like, pigeons would go near him and he would, like, stamp down and he literally just look at him and like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, fuck you,
and
mate.
Then keep going. So it's going to be crazy.
Always like, missing toes in the city centre, though. You ever notice that?
So you think when they're getting remade?
Some Vietnam era, like, pigeons.
Gets lost in manufacturing.
Yeah. I don't know what it's all that about. You know, there's a thing, I'm sure, I hope that you're aware of this, because I can't wait to hear what your opinion on this is. You know, there's some people that think that pigeons aren't real, and they're all robots.
Yeah. It's a feasible conspiracy, I believe.
Is it?
Oh, there's something not right about them. Like, literally, my incident with it sums it up.
Does it?
It's almost like it was intended to ruin my day, almost. Obviously, not as much as I ruined it. But, come on, you can't just...
the fuck?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but pigeons being real, they are real, but there's just something quite peculiar about them. They're quite fascinating in their own little strange way. But the way that they've kind of evolved over time in terms of getting more and more used to humans and, like, losing that fear of them, I mean, it's quite scary. They actually have all the makings. There's enough of them. Some sort of revolution. And they can fly and we can't, so they got one up. And you know what's actually scarier? The thought of pigeons reproducing. I think that's why people think they're not real. Because have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No, I haven't. Right.
There you go.
Never seen a baby crocodile either.
I feel like pigeons are a little bit more common than crocodiles, though.
Or a baby snake. Yeah, you might be right, but...
Nah.
How often do you see baby rats?
How often do you see rats? Unless you're a dirty fucker.
Back of this building, I don't know if you remember, before they started building that building behind, used to walk through, and obviously used to bring the dog in it. Diesel used to just be like going bananas at them. There used to be like 20 rats or so. There's a couple of bars at the back of Stevenson Square there where I seen like Ratatouille level amount of rats pouring out of there. You're like, well, I'm never eating in there.
Fucking
City Centre Manchester, mate. There's rats everywhere. I can't believe you've not seen them.
I haven't.
You park over there where I park, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
Right. I don't know how you've not seen a rat.
Oh yeah, I've seen one actually. Crossed my mind. I remember the little alleyways. Look, the alleyways.
Yeah, always.
It's always a split second. They do move fairly quick and they do try their best to avoid humans for the most part. They are quite clever rats, supposedly. And I saw a comment on one of the last ones that I apparently watch, Hood Nature, and that's where I got a lot of my knowledge from on the animals.
Oh, sorry, I'm well tired. Are you tired?
I'm fucking knackered. Just played in it, just lost. Not felt like a loss anyway. 1-1
set for Paddy Kessie. Conceded in the last minute from a fucking set piece that I don't think we need to give away either. The foul on the edge of the box, I don't think we need to give away.
We give a lot of fouls away in our own third.
Considering that was the only way we used to concede goals.
We literally banned ourselves from doing that because last season we can't defend corners, we can't defend crosses, but yet we'd give teams opportunities just to swing balls in. But fucking nightmare.
Oh, fucking hell. You're in my bad. Like, About 4 or 5 hours just standing in the blazing sun. Takes it out of you. I mean, look at me. Look at my face, man. Look like I've been at a fucking
listen,
coal
this Steve man don't sleep. But what I wanted to find out.
Go on.
Maybe your fatigue could be after effects of the fact that you are double jabbed.
Right.
Got a double vaxxed, double jabbed man right next to me. I've not had one, of course.
And are you planning on having any?
Nope. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I've got an immune system I believe in.
Okay.
And.
But you know that's how vaccines work, right? Was you vaccinated as a kid with like the measles and that?
Probably, but I didn't have choice then, innit? That was my mum's fault.
That's true.
But do you know what it is? It's the, have you not seen some of the stories of, I'm sure you've seen them, like people having these, like not being able to walk, the tremors, all sorts, and then.
Fuck, sorry. I'll get over this in a sec. Yeah, I have seen them. But do you know what though? Peanut butter kills people.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, allergic reactions.
People who are allergic to peanut butter, they die. Like, if someone, there are some people sometimes that are that allergic that you can't even have peanuts on your plane, even if they're on the plane with you, because it'll get into the aircon and kill them. They still sell peanuts.
Fucking hell.
So, like.
I know peanut butter was poison.
How? It's not. Just some people, they have such an allergic reaction to it that it fucking does them. Like, my sister's allergic to all sorts of shit. Like, just normal shit. Like, well, milk.
Okay, so basically what you're doing is you're saying...
Yeah, do you know what? If one of my family members ended up dying on the back of a vaccine, I'm not going to be happy. I get that. But the sheer number of the world that's being vaccinated and how quickly they've had to run it through...
You're going to have outliers.
Yeah, of course you are. You're going to have the peanut butter allergies going on. Do you know what I mean? There's going to be that percentage of people that are just allergic to it and it just fucking does them. And... Is it sad? Yeah, of course it is. Any fucking death is sad.
Mm.
Whether it's a pigeon or not. Or a chicken that you just ate. But ultimately, like...
Do you not think there's a duty of care, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Element to it, so it's like...
But I think the government's waived all of the, like, the clapbacks, essentially. Fucking hell. Oh!
Clap that one out.
Oh, yeah, Red Bull. the government sort of... what's the word? Protected all of the vaccine companies from being able to sue for any bad shit that happens from you taking a vaccine. Now, I think you can get away with whatever percentage of the population goes, yeah, fuck it, I trust my immune system. Mm. And perhaps you should, right? I'm not getting vaccinated. And I don't necessarily believe in forcing people to do anything. But you know if you want to travel, they're going to enforce. That's why I've done it.
That's why so many conspiracies have come about with the pandemic in general, because when you start to make things mandatory or compulsory in a society where you're meant to have choice, people are going to start to believe, obviously, to feel like their freedom's been taken away in some sort of way. But it's also a situation where you then believe if you're forced to take a vaccine, otherwise you couldn't do this or you can't do that. It makes people more skeptical about what could be at play in it. Like in terms of my mind is anyway, in terms of people believed the pandemic coming about and you having to pay with your card everywhere when they started cracking down on cash and using coins because it said that it can be transmitted that way, the COVID, and then people think, is that just the new world order in terms of
going towards the cashless new world order, that they wanted cashless so they can trace all of the transactions you do, and I understand all of that stuff, but for me, I go, I ain't doing anything illegal, and I know that's never a reason to allow intrusion. I don't like that thing that people say, well, if you've got nothing to hide, why are you asked? It's not about that. I like the convenience of not carrying cash.
I absolutely hate that. That's a massive privacy issue. It's like that very question that you've just stated was spoken about quite a lot in my uni degree.
When you got nothing to fear, you have nothing to hide, or nothing to hide.
No,
nothing to fear.
When we did a module on privacy, we did quite a few stuff like Edward Snowden. I'm sure people would know him.
He's a fascinating guy.
People, the argument of if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried. It sounds on that on the out, like on the outskirts, like makes sense. But
it absolutely makes sense.
But in a way, you still need that element of privacy in it. I think everyone's.
Well, in America, they have it in the Constitution that there's no such thing as illegal, you know, searches without just cause, and you have the right to privacy. I don't think it's the same. We don't have a constitution in England, but you have similar sort of laws. And you see this all the time. Do you see someone get stopped and they get asked for ID? If the cop doesn't do it in the correct fashion. Now, sometimes, I get it, right? Mm. And if you're asked for ID, it's just worth giving them it sometimes.
But apparently you don't necessarily
have
to.
No, you don't. There's so few circumstances where you have to comply. Do you remember after the bomb scare at Old Trafford? United put security guards right across the forecourt.
Yeah.
That's a public highway. Now, if you want to check me on entry into your premises, well, that's fine. That's a condition of entry. You want to search me before you let me into your building, okay, that's fine. That's the rules you've stipulated. I'll comply with that 100% of the time. Now, we was doing a lot of filming with Full Time Devils just after they implemented this thing where they put stewards across. And I was going back and forward across the forecourt from Hotel Football towards like the Trafford. So I was walking across the forecourt like 5 or 6 times at a go. Now, I've got a bag with me. I've got all sorts going on. And I'm fucking busy. And a steward said, stop, yeah, while I search. And I said, no, thank you. And he said, you have to. And I went, no, I don't. Because I'm walking down. Technically, do you know what the forecourt is? Have you seen the metal studs along the forecourt outside traffic? That denotes a public highway. Because what United did is they crazy paved it, but they don't own it. Trafford Council own that. It is a road. It's still Sir Matt Busby Way as a road. United don't own that road. It is a public road. That's why the swag sellers that are selling all the scarves and stuff stand there. Because there's nothing United can do about them. But they try and put stewards across that land like they own that land. And they're trying to prevent... That's not even a copper, it's a security guard from a private business trying to search you as you're walking down a public highway. Like, that, for a lot of people, if you're cutting from, like, you know, Old Trafford to Salford, that's just the road. You're not necessarily going inside the stadium. Like, I wasn't going inside the stadium, I was going to Hotel Football. He's like, can I search you? And I said, I was polite, I said, no, thank you. Guy grabbed my arm.
Oh, shit.
There was a cop standing there, and I said, do you want to fucking speak to him about this? And he went, what's the problem? And the cop went, he said to the copper, you won't let me search him. He went, you can't search him. And I went, cheers. And I carried on. And I was like, fucking buzzing. I knew I was right.
It's, you know what it is? It, when it
but check this out. Yeah. 2 games later, I'm walking down, I'm with Jaden this time. And again, I was going meeting my dad at Hotel Football. And I was walking down from the Trafford, so I'm not even going into the ground yet. If I'm going into the ground, I'll always say yes, because that's a condition of entry.
Yeah.
But you can't legally just stop people on a fucking road. It don't work like that.
No, it don't work like that.
So, and I would have pushed it, but I was with Jaden, and I'm not having Jaden arrested with me.
Yeah.
So I go to stop, and this guy, steward, grabs me, and I'm like, fucking hands off me. And he was like, you have to stop and be searched. I went, no, I fucking don't. This is a public highway. And there was a copper there. It's 2 weeks after the last time this incident happened. So I said, yeah, to the copper. He went, fucking go and get searched. And I went, you got no right to search me. I'm not even going in the ground. I said, he's going up there. And he went, either get searched or you're not coming through. I went, you can't do that. And he went, or I'll arrest you for a public order offence. And I was like, all right, well, now I'm going to let you search me, aren't I? Because I'm not fucking getting nicked with my fucking child.
Yeah.
And causing a big fucking scene for nothing. But like, you have to push back, otherwise people take the piss.
No, they do. I think it's almost inherent in it. Naturally, humans just don't like being told what to do.
It's not, yeah, you do. And it's not just about, but it's not always about just pushing back against authority for no reason. It's actually like,
especially when it's like on the fence, when it's fine. Like, obviously, authority being disciplined, it's different.
Like, any old time that the police wanted to, they just fucking walk into your house and start rifling through your shit.
No, it's not.
But what are you doing?
It's just...
I don't fucking think so. And like I said, well, have you got anything to hide? It's not the point. I have an expectation of privacy.
That is exactly what it is. It's that, going back to what we said at the start, that argument of, if you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't worry. That's not the point. No. You just... Anyone and everyone is allowed an element of privacy. That's just... always been the case, and it should be the case just naturally, but people still try to push that narrative and that argument that you should just be able to be willy-nilly with just what you do, your data, and how you are, just because you're on the right side of the law and you're not doing anything untoward. But no, I thought that privacy for all.
I got I got pulled over 3 times in, it was technically 2 days because like one was on one side of midnight, the other two was on the other side of midnight.
Yep.
But it was essentially within an hour and a half, 3 times got pulled over by the same 2 coppers. I used to do pizza delivery driving around Ashton, and I was doing pizza delivery driving. And because you get pulled over a bit as well, don't you, at the moment?
I had a little bit of a situation where I was getting pulled over quite a lot, and then it was just generally every time, it wasn't anything I did or anything like that. It was just, we're doing a stop and check. Your registration plate looks a little bit dodgy. Is it stapled on? And it's just a DWB sometimes, I think. It's driving whilst black sometimes. Don't want to throw it out there, but it seemed like that's the only possible solution. I've not ever done anything. I've been on the right side of the law my whole life. No criminal record, no issues. But for some reason, I was getting pulled quite often, and it was just, I don't know if it was around this, the time with what was going on, especially down south in London and whatever, for like they had the ability just to search people on the roads without reasoning, like you said earlier. But generally, I just comply with me because I can't be asked with problems. And when you watch Line of Duty, make police scare me. Because I felt like that program gave me a little bit of an indication of just how powerful and how much they know.
Yeah, I imagine if you piss off some police,
yeah,
and there's a few, like, if you piss off one copper, probably fine, just become a fucking nerd and keep it moving. But if there's like a handful in one fucking station, they can really fuck it up for you.
Really? Because remember the thing that's happened recently with that police officer and that woman?
Oh, yeah. I did see something about this yesterday. I only saw the headline. So, like, you can rearrange your home screen on Apple now.
Yeah.
I have the news. It's pretty much the only way I keep up with, like, what's going on outside of football, really. Yeah. Is that I have that sort of Sky News bulletin thing on the top.
I do as well, yeah.
And I saw something along the lines of there's accused police officers going into evidence and just deleting it.
Listen.
Why aren't they put on leave?
Nah, but what I've told you is, obviously, land duty programs meant it's fantasy, but there's surely element of truth in it. It's basically all about, it's anti-corruption, and it's all about corruption in the police force. And in an institution like that, where there's so much power, of course, not everything's going to be on the straight and narrow.
No.
I can imagine there has been countless dodgy shit that's gone on in the police force.
I would go even further and say, yeah, I'm not actually sure you can have an effective police force without 5% fuckery. I reckon, like, obviously, I've been part of, like, operations with the military where, I don't know, maybe the fucking intelligence isn't 100%. Maybe sometimes you have to take a chance. Maybe sometimes you have to go on a hunch. And I would imagine a lot of policing, you probably have to have some element of a hunch, maybe bend the rules here, to get the result that you want. I'm not talking about falsifying evidence and things like that. I'm talking about maybe pushing for a warrant when you didn't have one, maybe just fucking going in a bit hard on someone to see the response. I imagine those sorts of things need to happen, but as always, some cunts take it too far and end up fucking it for everybody.
Yeah, when you're taking it too far, you're going around the trafficking route, the child trafficking route that sometimes they get accused of in the higher-ups. You've got the what did I think? I'm not going back just off basically storylines with, but it's just general, the murder case recently of that woman that was found. I think he followed her, raped her, killed her and disposed of the body or whatever, and he found her, and then it turned out it was a police officer. And then it's kind of that fear element, because their job is to serve the public servants at the end of the day. And if they're meant to be in this protecting us and they've got such power, because they generally do, when a police officer does that, it kind of tarnishes their image a little bit, because as you basically said, 5%, more than likely 98% of police officers are great.
Might even be more than that.
More than that. You get, but then you get 1% that are, and it kind of ruins it for the rest of them.
But you know what? You can't take a cross section of anything. Football managers, judges, chippy workers, like guys who work at a spa. Like, if you take a cross section of those, 1% of them are going to be mental. At least, like, it might be higher in tyre fitting places, and lower in this place.
But the issue is, police officer, chippy worker. Yeah,
the power dynamic's not the same.
Power dynamic's different, and the stakes are much, much higher. Because when I was talking about this murder case that's happened recently, apparently there's a suggestion that he's obviously had help from fellow coppers to kind of like cover it up and... Because
that's where your workmates. You fucking murder someone. You're gonna tell your workmates, aren't you? Some of them.
That's why it's scary stuff, you know. Scary stuff. But yeah, if you've not watched Land of Duty, recommend.
If you're disposing a body, all right, I think in this place, I know you're rigging, right? But if you've just fucking, maybe you did it on purpose, maybe you did it in a fit of rage. Who in here are you ringing to fucking help you get rid of a body?
The man upstairs.
Which man upstairs?
Oh, who am I ringing to get rid of the body?
Yeah.
Oh,
listen. I've fucked up, or maybe I've not fucked up. I've just lost my mind. I need to get rid of my body. Who are you ringing?
Do you know what? I can't even answer that because for all you watching there, I have no intention of being in this scenario.
Oh,
situation.
Fuck off. You sit here talking about the fucking royal family being reptilians. You're not even going to tell me which one of us you're going to fucking ring if you're in the shit. Listen,
look at the state of Prince Philip. Is that his name? Can't remember his name. Hate the royal family.
I'm not ringing you.
Not hate him.
Put it that way. I'm not ringing you.
Not hate him, but like...
I'm not ringing you. I'm not ringing Joe. I reckon Baggers will be up for a good body burying.
Do you know what? Why? Because he's Tory.
Yeah. He also probably do better in jail because he's like...
Who would I call if you needed to bury a body? For this sake and for PG's sake, say I needed to bury the pigeon from earlier.
No, don't have to be pidgey. It's purely theoretical. It's purely hypothetical. Okay. It's not going to happen. It's more of just a like a
poetic. It's poetic license, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of a struggle, I guess.
It's a good start.
It's a good start. Some of a struggle that lives in somewhere quite remote, so they know the spots. I would say Alex Baggers might be. An option.
Golf course.
Always the quiet.
Where is
odds.
It? Where have I done it? Where have you buried him? In the pond on the 18th hole.
Definitely. Yeah, Baggers is a good shout. Apologise, Baggers, but you are the best candidate for that.
Yeah.
Imagine a situation like that. You'd be shitting
it's
yourself.
Also not suspicious, is it?
But we're talking about theoretical. It's not necessarily like you've outright murdered someone. I think people have been in this situation when they've done it accidentally.
Yeah.
And they panicked and thinking, what do I do? Same way, like when you clip that.
Maybe you've got a list of like seven guys. Don't be putting me out like that. That was years ago.
It's bad that we've had this on the whole time.
What? Oh yeah, we've
got a large screen.
We've got the Copper America final on behind the camera. Just because I didn't see it. I ain't seen it yet. So just watching it. Scrappy game.
It was a scrappy game, but I asked you this earlier. What did you think this game meant more, the Copper America final, in terms of Argentina and Brazil? Do you think it meant more for Neymar's legacy or it meant more for Messi's?
I think Messi, because I know you're a big fan of Neymar. Not really having him, me. He's a skillful player, but so is Wilf Zaha, do you know what I mean?
No, don't do that.
What?
Wilfred
you put
Zaha.
Wilf Zaha at Barcelona.
No, nope. Don't. Wilfred Zaha is quite a few stories below Neymar and ability.
But Ronaldo and Messi are on a different planet to where Neymar resides.
They're a different... You know what? Ronaldo and Messi are on a different planet to everyone else. That's not a negative. In terms of ability, natural ability, you can't say Neymar's that far off them two. It's just they produce better for longer and probably slightly better. But when I watch, as someone that's played football, when I watch him play football, I've added appreciation for some of the stuff that he's able to do. It's weird, like... he almost annoys me. Because I believe he could have done a lot more or could do a lot more with the ability he does.
Oh, my God.
But what
he annoys you watching him. You want to be in my shoes half the time.
No, but listen.
Watching you.
No, it's different. I'm not Neymar. But what Neymar does, Neymar has the ability to play Champions League level football. Yeah. Like he's at the park with his mates. That is very, 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 very hard to do.
Yeah, that's an interesting skill set.
Do you know what I'm saying? He's ridiculous.
I'm not having him, though. I'm taking Lewandowski every day of the week before him.
Yeah, you will, but in terms of... So wait, you basically thought it meant more for Messi's legacy than...
Well, yeah, because I think... I'm not... Neymar's legacy is not even a thing, I don't think. at the moment.
That's why they said it meant a lot, because he's...
Well, Messi has probably got, what, two international tournaments left? Maybe.
Probably one.
Yeah, maybe.
Next year.
So, for someone, and we said this before we went live, didn't we? Messi's career is ridiculous, right? And by the time he retires, it'll be even more ridiculous. But there is some gravitas, and I don't know why, and it's not my thing, but it is a thing. People overemphasize what international tournaments mean to a career.
Yeah.
So, like, was Jurgen Klinsmann's career better than fucking Ryan Giggs and George Best because he was successful internationally? And they was just happened to be born to, like, inferior nations.
No, but it comes back to the Hall of Fame argument. No, you kind of follow that Americanized medals means most kind of thing.
It means a hell of a lot.
It means a lot, but you can have an average player in a championship team. That's,
but Messi's been otherworldly, right, yeah, for 15 years, and he also plays in an international team, which, I'm going to be real with you, has probably never been out of the top three international teams in the world since he's been in them.
Nah, I won't go that far.
Mate, look at the fucking players.
Argentina have always been really top heavy. They've had amazing forwards for like a decade, like wingers, strikers. But right, they've
let's have a look what the what was World Cup defensively. 2014. Let's see what the
they lacked it defensively, and it's a team's game as well. But I personally thought it meant more for Messi's legacy, just for the international hoodoo. But a lot of people arguing that it meant more for Neymar, but
Argentina,
it's quite ridiculous. But yeah, pull that
2014.
Up. 2014. They had Otamendi in the team.
Squad.
Which voids it.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you look at some of the fucking players that have been in...
Mascherano, centre-half.
All right, but he was winning Champions League playing centre-half. So, right. Right, so who do we have? Algeria, Germany, Argentina.
Is that
going to
have the squad?
Yep, here we go. So Argentina, 2014, it was a squad. Romero. Ezequiel Garay.
Yeah.
What? Come on, mate. Campagnaro, Zabaleta at the time, flying, 29 he was at the time. Oh, yeah. Gago, Biglia, Di Maria, Perez, Higuain, Messi, Maxi Rodriguez, Augustin Orion, who's fucking keeper that no one cares about, Augusto Fernandez, Mascherano, Di Michaelis, who at the time was still at City. Yeah. This is before Rashford retiring him. Rojo, Fernandez, Rojo. Palacio, Alvarez, Sergio Aguero, Lavezzi, and Basanta. That's enough to put a fucking solid team out. Let's have a look at the 2010 one.
That's more than enough, but as you said, all the players that we've kind of exclaimed that have been majority forward players, and you can only so much
compare the team. They've had ridiculous forward players, but they've still had really good defensive players. Let's have a look at this here. So,
is the fact that he didn't have any kind of title with Argentina up until now, was that definitely an indictment on Messi's career then?
I don't think it helped him. So Argentina 2010 squad World Cup. Let's see what the squad was. World Cup squad. Where is it? Argentina. Di Michaelis, Clemente Rodriguez, Burdisso, Balate, Gabby Hines. He was decent at the time.
Gabby Hines.
Di Maria, Varon, Higuain, Messi, Tevez, Walter Samuel, jeez, come on, Mascherano, Otamendi, Aguero, Gutierrez, Martin Palermo, Melito, Maxi Rodriguez, Sergio Romero, and Javier Pastore. Don't tell me they've had fucking shit teams, because they've not.
But, as I would say, international level teams, when you go read out a squad list, a lot of teams are going to have quite a lot of decent players. It's the whole basis of a national side being all the best footballers in a country. So I believe when you read out squad lists for a majority of high-level international squads, they're going to just sound amazing. It's basically all-star teams.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
But so, so that's
but like, not all right. If you don't win a World Cup, I guess that's hard to do, obviously, because there's only like they're only every 4 years. Most players playing three at best. The occasional weirdos playing four. That's usually the most you're getting as a roll of a dice on that. So I understand it's hard to be able to win one and retain one. That's fucking ninja, obviously, and you've got to be very lucky to do that. But they play Copa America like every fucking 2 weeks.
It feels like it's every 2 weeks, isn't it?
They're so regular. There was every other year for a minute.
Are they actually?
No, they're trying to come in line with the Euros, I believe.
I swear it's every 4 years, but...
But there's been loads of Copper Americas. Let's fucking Google that shit. See how many Copper Americas there is.
How would it be without Google, eh?
Copper America winners.
Google, man, what a monopoly that is.
Oh,
what?
It was amazing, wasn't it? Can you imagine even trying to explain that to someone pre-internet? Right, so here's what they've been. So there's one in 2024. Obviously, there's one now. There was one 2 years ago, then 3 years ago. But there was one in 2016 and 2015. Then it was 2011, 07, 04, 01. So it's like every 3 years, but then it was every 2 years. Yeah, it was every 2 years for a minute. Like, he's not even won one of them. How many fucking goals do you want?
As probably being a top two favourite every time.
Yeah. What is it? Who else wins it? Brazil, Chile have won a couple,
Brazil,
I guess.
Oh, wait. The team's Brazil, Colombia.
Colombia, yeah, but look at the. If you want to be like, oh, well, Argentina never have a team, but Colombia did. They probably had one good fucking player in that.
Nah, Colombia usually have a couple, but I don't. Obviously, Argentina would have been a bit strong. But this doesn't matter anyway, he's won. He's fine. He's got over the hoodoo. Now, people can't. The Ronaldo lovers, which I'm kind of one, but I love them both. I just appreciate good footballers.
Where is it?
People had that over Ronaldo over Messi on the basis of the fact that he didn't have the international silverware. So now the arguments got even stronger.
So yeah, it was Argentina won this one over Brazil. Yeah. You had Brazil beat Peru. I mean, you didn't even get to a final over Peru. You had Chile, Argentina.
Oh, Uruguay. Decent.
Chile, Argentina. Uruguay, Paraguay.
Now Uruguay had a strong side for a while though. Not Uruguay.
Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico. What? Honduras was in the fucking semis, lad.
I'm not gonna lie to Honduras.
Honduras.
When I hear Honduras, you think Wilson Palacios, psycho. But then you also remember, I think statistically they've got the worst murder rate in the world.
Honduras.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Honduras.
Well,
I think they've got the worst murder rate in the world in terms, like, obviously per capita, population wise. It's one of the most dangerous places there is. Which South America is a little bit fucked, but Honduras is extra fucked. So that's why Palacios was a loose screw. But when I'm looking at that, though, some of them teams were decent. Uruguay had a good team for a while. Chile, decent. I don't think it's a walk in the park. I don't think it's a level the Euros is at. It's probably a level below.
Yeah, but I think you've got Argentina and Brazil who are typically, you know, good enough to be in that conversation as being, you know, a top eight team in the world, probably.
Yeah.
Should be them just absolutely making a monopoly of it, but it's not.
Who do you think World Cup favourites next year?
I don't think either of these two. I don't think they've got the rounded out squads, either of them, to compete. You can't look any further than France.
I think it's France again. I think France will all be there or thereabouts again.
Yeah, I mean, this Italy squad's done really well, but are Bonucci and Chiellini going to be there? Probably, but they're still going to be as powerful at the end of a long season or in the middle of a long season.
Well, they've fucking been over 18 months at this Italy team. I think they're approaching the record in it all time.
So I think Italy get put into semi-final territory outside of that.
Yeah, because remember how
don't know.
Remember how loved and applauded the Spain team from 2008 to 2012 was? I think this Italy team are only two games off.
Well,
their unbeaten record.
And they'll do that because they'll have some piss easy friendlies to show the cup off in front of the fans.
No, I think they've got like Switzerland and somewhere else. Ooh. Like, not shoo-in games, but
Winnable matches.
But we did say before the tournament, didn't it? Like, after a little bit of research, it looked like they were definitely a favourite.
Yeah, people were just underrating them because everyone's domestically based, pretty much.
Yeah, they said the whole. That's why they said the Italian players that have done well in the tournament that play in Serie A don't get excited about the transfer links. They very rarely leave Italy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
They don't?
And when they don't do very well.
No. Enrico Chiesa's one that I've been looking at for a while thinking.
Yeah.
Federico Chiesa.
It's not a new thing with Federico. I think he had a really strong end to the season for Juve. I think a lot of Juve fans were saying he was outperforming Ronaldo in the latter part of the season. And
he was one of my footy manager buys all the time. During you get United, things first, you take over United, you're like, right?
I think he inquired about him. Chelsea.
Right.
Post-tournament said 100 mil, but apparently he's on loan at Fiorentina and Juventus have first dibs. And generally, it's a situation where with Italian players, if any Premier League team or any other team in the world want you, but Juventus come in, You're picking Juventus.
Yep.
That's just the bottom line.
We're actually leaving it there for this week. Nice easy one. Yeah, I'm going to say.
Nice easy one. Catch up one because we missed out, didn't we?
Yeah, get some questions in for us, some topics in for us. And when I'm back, because I'm away next, this, well, right now I'm away. but I'm back on Friday, Saturday. So we'll record one next week.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll look at some topics and see what you guys want to talk about. We'll just, you know, the title's the X-Files. We're not XG-Files. We're not putting any spin on this whatsoever. If you like it, sweet. If
we're just chatting.
Go fuck yourself. I'll probably start putting it back on iTunes under Stephen Allison Podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bit of an overhaul of some of that stuff as it shakes out over the start of the season. Got a month of thinking and tinkering and planning and all the rest of it, and we'll see where we're at before the season begins.
Forgive Steve's yawning, he's had a fucking long ass day.
Oh, same man, yeah. Been long.
Sort of. And he's been double vaxxed. So
like, oh.